Now, again, very few books take my attention and capture it the way the reactionary mind has. This book has. And when I have Michael Warren Davis on next Tuesday, once he confirms this, I believe it'll be Tuesday, I think much of more of this will become clear. But some of the things that we've been talking about with the Crusader Investment Club, the Upon These Rocks Congress, the new parallel economy, forming your own kingdoms and what have you, it's all in the book. I mean, just this book just kind of miraculously appears to me. It's miraculous, you know. As we're talking about all these things, it's all in the book, and I'm not exaggerating when I say all of it's not every little detail, but the point of it's all in the book. So since I have almost concluded it, he has a challenge. The book. And I was reading it last night, and I went, you know what? Here, Michael Warren Davis, I'm going to play experimental guinea pig. And I'm going to try this out on the Mike Church Show audience. Here's how many people I think are going to do it.
0.0.
But maybe we can metaphorically do one part of it. And now I'm 20 pages past where he suggested, so now I know kind of why he suggested. But this is why you have the title graphic today from at MikeChurch.com, or if you saw it out on the Twitter. It's because of what Warren Davis wrote in the chapter Technoholics Anonymous. Here, let me give you the graphic image of it. So this is the graphic image of it for today. So here, now, I'm going to simplify the challenge and say you don't actually need to do the hammer, sledgehammer part. You can metaphorically do it. I still don't think any of you are going to do it, but maybe some of you do it every weekend, and I just don't know. I'm actually going to do it. So here it is. Of course, purging the world of planes and cars and computers may prove a bit tricky. That's the other part about this. You know, he points something out in the reactionary mind. Get the book, shop.mikechurch.com. I promise you, you will not forget. And it's funny. It's very Chestertonian, kind of quirky, funny along the way. He points out something that I've often wondered about, which is, how is it that modern man succeeds or is successful, I don't know, is successful even the right word, as successful in herding together tens upon tens of millions of people, hell, maybe 100 million people on a busy, well, no, it wouldn't be that many. Let's go with tens of millions of people on any really busy, quote, travel day, close quote, and succeeds and getting all of them to go to these things called airports, to stand in these monotonous, dehumanizing lines people who, with undignified, sinful, miserable creatures, most modern men are, for hours upon hours on end, and then succeeds in cramming the same tens of millions of people into these ginormous cigar tubes called airplanes. And then he succeeds in on the land getting them up to 200 and some odd miles an hour, which no one will ever travel in a car unless you're a NASCAR driver. And then 500, 600 miles per hour in the air, 5 to 6 miles above the Earth's surface, and no one bats an eye. No one thinks twice about, why am I 35,000 feet off the ground in a flying metal tube? What am I doing here? Does anyone consider the implication of that? And and it's because we have, come on, Mr. Church, now you sound like a real idiot. It's the wonder of flying. Maybe it's a lack of wonder. Because when you look up at the bird before flight, you looked up at the bird with wonder and went, how do they do that? Here's a question. Now, some of your usual suspects, Chris in Colorado and a couple of others, do not answer this because you know the answer. You science geeks, this is not up to you. I'm talking to more of the lay people type. Do you know how a plane actually works? Do you know how flight is actually achieved? Lay people, do you know how flight is actually achieved? What I just described. Your time starts now, Roger. Best of luck. Haven't done this in a while.
The Free Phone Friday question is, do you know how flight is actually achieved? Our King Do Jeopardy questions. Contestants have 25 seconds to answer. Da,
da, da. I'll give you a little time to type. And by the by, I'm drinking Abbey Rose Brazilian Rose Coffee this morning, so let's let this segment be brought to you by our friends at the Abbey Rose Monastery in Silver City, New Mexico. You're going to love the Brazilian roast, the French roast, the espresso roast. You name the roast, we got it from Abbey Roast. Get a bag today, shop.mikechurch.com. Talk about a great Christmas gift, shop.mikechurch.com. Okay, let's go to our contestants and let's see if anyone... Now, I can tell some of you are you're engineer geeks and I'm not reading your answers. Okay, you're disqualified. All right, Jeff O'Jeff has the right answer. Jeff O'Jeff wins. Magic. Thank you, Jeff. Exactly. Jeff O'Jeff knows. All the rest of you that are answering, I know the answer, come on, it's science. Yes, there's a negative pressure that is brought to bear on the underside of the ring because, and this is why wings are shaped convex, is it? I believe it's convex. By the way, Dr. Peter Beckman explains this in Access to Energy newsletter better than anything I've ever read. And you can subscribe if you Google or if you DuckDuckGo Access to Energy, Beckman. Little pro search tip there for you. Access to Energy / Beckman. You can actually order all the back publications. They'll actually mail you the CD. You print them out yourself. I think they actually might send the actual printed form out as well. It's called lift. Lift is how it works. And because the top of the wing is curved, it forces the air to go faster over it to get to the other side. And when it does, creates negative pressure on the bottom of the wing, which pushes down. Which is why, if you know this, then it would be why you technically, you wouldn't be afraid to fly. Because you'd know that as long as the wings are on the plane, you're pretty good to go. Pilot's going to have to do something pretty stupid, and it's usually human error, to bring the plane to the ground. Now, the rest of you that didn't know that, you're with Jeff O'Jeff. TKD, it's magic. You're my Chestertonians. You're my reactionaries. That's the right. It's just magic. You're far better off thinking it's magic than you are actually understanding the physics behind it. And again, the sense of wonder of looking up at the eagle soaring, for example, and going like, how do they do that? Lift is how they do it. So back to Warren. And in any event, he points this out. How many people that get on the tens of millions per day, they just do it. Why? Because they are in the first church of technology. They just believe. The scientists tell them it works, and they just believe the scientists. So it works. Why is there a big, ugly ASS Thanos in my chat room? Why? Why? So back to Warren Davis and the challenge. Of course, purging the world of planes and cars and computers may prove a bit tricky. But let's put last things first. If you want to break the interconnection of technology and build a real community, here's what you must do. First, delete every social media account you have. Pridebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, everything. Don't say goodbye to your friends. Don't delay for a moment. Delete your accounts, all of them. Second, get a hammer out of your toolbox. Put your phone on the ground, not on a tiled floor. Now apply the head of the hammer swiftly and repeatedly to your phone until it's dead. Third, get a flip phone or a landline if need be. If you opt for the dumb phone, never carry it in your pocket. Leave it in a drawer or in your car. Only surgeons and priests should be on call. Don't surrender an ounce of your privacy, your independence, your peace of mind to a mere device. If you want to have a conversation, meet for a beer and a smoke with a friend. And if people want to get in touch with you, let them send you an email. This may seem counterintuitive from a Luddite's perspective. Certainly an ink and paper letter sent with a stamp by snail mail would be preferable, but we must learn to walk before we run. And at least with email, you can appoint 15 minutes of your day to check in your inbox and reply into correspondence. You go to it. It doesn't barge in on you. It doesn't ping or buzz or light up. It waits patiently in the ether until you condescend to address it. Email is the kind of software a man can do business with. Can I tell you that to that end? See, this is 2021. In 2016, 17 or so, I took the extraordinary step of deleting Apple's mail program off my iPhone. Why? Because I was sick and tired of the damn thing pinging. And I turned the notifications off and somehow it found a way to notify. You've got mail. I don't want to know that I have mail, Merrick Online Man. Remember when that was just something quaint? You've got mail. You go, now it's like, oh, good Lord, I now have to go sort through 1,600 pieces of spam per day.